We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure this is all set up right, man. Yeah, we good. Ladies and gentlemen,
hey,
welcome back.
And make sure you make the screen, make me look good, bro. You got the right angles?
Why is your mic so loud, huh?
Bro, I don't know. It's not my mic, bro. It's your mic.
Hey, that thing was peeking all over the place, man. Hopefully it gets better. Push a little bit back, maybe. Hey, guys, what's up, man? Welcome back to another Stick Talk podcast today. It's a very, very special one because a lot of crazy things went down today. I got a lot of amazing things, a lot of crazy things. Yeah, man, we back at it again. We got my brother, Jay. What's up?
What's good?
We got, I'm not just saying this. If you watch my live streams, you'll know when I say this. We have, in my opinion, there's the two nicest people in this entire YouTube stuff. It's my boy Manny, my boy Toby. Y'all are the nicest people, man. What's going on, bro?
Okay, thank you, man. I'm good.
Yeah, good. Man. So today we got the awesome stuff about the ESL possibly getting taken down and canceled. And that could be awesome because it could be great for football. We got awesome news. Well, I don't want to say homie's name, but I'm going to start this podcast off with my opinion real quick about this. And I just want to say today, you know, we got justice here in America, which is fantastic news. You know, a lot of people are celebrating. But in my opinion, this needs to be celebrated. But the fact that we're celebrating this. It should be normal. This should be normal. It's not. We shouldn't be celebrating an officer doing something bad to a human being. It should be normal, bro. This should not be a thing that's celebrated. So I don't know, facts. Man. I don't know. Jay, I know you feel the same way I feel, man. Clearly, it's the same way.
It's 2021, bro. Like, what the hell are we doing as humans, bro? It's crazy right now.
Yeah, 100%. So hopefully this is the first step in the right direction, and it gets better very, very quickly. With that being said, we are here with the Free Shine. Free to Shine. My man has
free
been
to banned. Shine,
free
man.
To shine. My man's free been banned shine. Lately by EA Sports. Man got a target on his back. We'll get into that. Before that, I gotta hit you with the question that everybody is asking around the world, bro. ESL, how you feel?
You know what? Yeah, I feel like, I don't feel surprised, and that's why when everyone was talking about coming into my chat saying, yo, ESL, I was saying to Jay as well, just before we went live, I was saying that the owners of all this stuff, like, most of us don't even know exactly what our owners are into and what they do. And I was saying that a lower level of football in this country anyway, if you're at a club, you know your owner, like, you see them about all the time. But I feel like it's at a stage where a lot of the bigger clubs as well will not know anything about their owners in terms of the lower level. Like, the younger fans have no idea. So this is new to a lot of people in terms of, oh, it's not actually like the manager that has the biggest say in the club to a lot of the younger lot. Mm. Obviously, some people like us will know, like, yeah, the owner does this and the owner owns this. Like, you know what I mean? And a lot of them have different in terms of investments. It's just an investment to them. It's just business.
Yeah.
So it's not a shock to me that they've tried to see, oh, like, is there a way we can make more money? Yes, let's try and do this. But what they weren't expecting is the backlash that's come. And this is why it's turned around so quickly, because they weren't expecting that. And like Gary Neville said, they were having Zoom calls and all that stuff or whatever to create this league, and they just didn't expect it. So,
yeah. So what I'll say real quick is, a lot of people are quick to jump on, like, in my opinion, because I could be wrong. Let's say for us, like, we're YouTubers, right? And we're streamers and stuff. If the people that we do our stuff with comes out and makes a decision that we don't know about, that's not our fault. You know what I mean? It's not like attacking players, attacking managers. They probably knew nothing of it. And then them coming out and trying to fight for it is again, this is how they feed their families every day. So they can't really come out and be like, oh, I'm done with this, because then they lose their income.
Exactly.
They can't feed their families. So the first person who came out and really was bowdy about it was who was the first one?
Herrera.
Herrera. And then, but the first big manager was Klopp, said something, but it was really Guardiola that really like spoke against it in a way where he was like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kinda
like he didn't like, I mean, there was a lot who did it, but I do feel like the manager that spoke up, they're in different positions, bro. Like, I'm pretty sure Guardiola can speak on certain things, because if he loses his job, it's Guardiola. Like, he's made so much through this. He's done so much. He'll easily get it. If someone else towards the bottom of the league comes out and speaks, bro, you get fired. Who knows if you ever get a job again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what a lot of people don't realize is the managers and players in this, they're still small fish. Yes, they have these high positions, but they're not the ones that decide what happens with the money. It's the people who decide what happens with the money that make the final decisions ultimately.
Yeah.
You know?
Go on, Jay. Wait, you're a little bit low now. Your mic's up. Your mic's down.
Can you hear me now or not?
Yeah. Up the mic a little bit. You good.
All right. So my whole thing on this is,
the
only thing that made me mad about the whole situation, like, I never wanted this Super League thing to happen, and now it's like falling apart, which is fantastic for football. But like, people were getting mad at managers. They were getting mad at players. They were like all this stuff, but no one really talked about FIFA themselves, right? Like, UEFA coming out, bro, and banning players from the world, like international, and then also kicking, you know what I mean? Like, players are contract to these clubs. They have no say in anything. They're now stuck in a contract. And like, FIFA, dude, like, FIFA ain't innocent in this stuff either, bro. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. What they did was garbage, because they want to do this Super League. And I know they have the Champions League, but check this out, bro. FIFA be making up random competitions. What was it? The National Cup or Internet? You don't remember the one that Portugal played and won in afterwards? They randomly made up a competition. Everybody joins up and has to go play. And if you say no, then FIFA's like, okay, we can just ban you or ban those players or do whatever we want. Yeah. There's no accountability for FIFA. And that's what annoys me about this whole situation. And on top of that, like, this whole Super League thing, they try to go through FIFA, but FIFA literally cock blocked them because they're the ones not making the billions. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's crazy. It was literally, bro, like, one of my viewers said this perfectly, bro. It's too rich, like a group of rich people playing chicken to see who the hell is gonna, like, move
first. That's what I said on my stream. But the thing is, right, you can't fight like the devil with the devil. You can't fight evil with evil. Do I think FIFA and your UEFA are corrupt and bad? 100%. But I also think at the same time, what I don't look at Liverpool, Man City, all these teams joining, those small teams that were about to be annihilated by this, because so many of these teams feed off the big teams. Like, they need those big teams to fill stadiums, to boom, 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 all that stuff. So I don't know, man. I think there is a way. I do think I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I do think these teams deserve more than they're getting. I think UEFA and FIFA are probably keeping money out. I think the teams probably, they bring in so much more money that they deserve. I do think the fair play rule is something that's really weird within. Like, some teams have a high fair play, some teams don't. I remember Benfica got in trouble for wasting like 90 million, and then Man City turns around and wastes like 200 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on, man.
And then they got in trouble, but because there's such a big team and so much money there, they're like, okay, your band's fine. You can stay in the champion.
I definitely think, you know, something needs to change with FIFA and your UEFA. But this was, I'm not gonna lie, I was scared for football. This was scary, dude. Like, a decision, like, you support Liverpool, right? So your team could just go where you were just like, what?
I think it was crazy, like, but I think from our side, a lot of the fans saw it as if, I don't know, like, as if it was like a decision made by everyone at Liverpool. Whereas like I said, it's money conversations that are over a lot of people's pay grades.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that, like we said, it's bypassed and they had no idea about it. So it's not a thing that what a small minority have done represents the whole club. And I think that's what it was kind of scary to see almost people going coming into my stream saying, look at what your club's done, your club. And it's like what a small amount of people have done has a big impact on a whole club.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, your club. Yeah. And it's like, wow.
Yo, so this is what I said. And like, so, all right, so now they're saying all the Prem teams have pulled out, which is dope. I think everyone's going to pull out now. But my dad, when I was little, gave me something that, like, stuck with me. And now that I'm older, it finally hit me. I used to, like, miss school to watch footy, because I was addicted to footy. And my dad used to tell me, yo, Benfica doesn't put food on the table. And I didn't understand that as a kid because I was like, bro, nah, bro, this is life. You feel me? And then I grew up and I understood that the people that are at the top of Benfica, they don't really care that much for the club. It's more about how the income is.
Exactly.
And I started to understand that these presidents, the people under them, they want their pockets good and the team's pockets good. The decision that was made for Liverpool to join and Man City to join had nothing to do with anyone there except for the high ups that saw the money and was like, oh, this is a cash pay. And they made a quick decision, which the fans completely freaked out about. I honestly, bro, I think a Super League could be super, like, sick to watch, but I keep telling people this. There's two things that I dislike about the Super League. The first thing, right? Let's say hypothetically it was to happen. And then, man, you can give out you feel and Jay can give out you feel. I say like this. Like, you know how, like, Valentine's Day is special because you finally take your girl on that special dinner that you don't do, like, all the time?
Yeah.
That's why Barcelona versus, like, a Bayern so special, because it doesn't happen often. And then when it happens, it's like, oh, baby, this is special. You know what I mean? But if Liverpool faced against Barcelona every, you know, once a month or three times a year, whatever it is, it ain't special no more, yo. One team in that league is going to become the big dogs. The other ones are going to become the small dogs. And it's going to, eventually, you're going to look at a Barca or a Liverpool or whoever in there as the small team.
Yeah. You would still watch is the problem.
Huh?
Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you would still watch. Like,
no, like, of course, we would still watch. But people need to put respect on lower league teams. I don't think they understand. Like, this is like a food paragraph. Like, I'm gonna mess this up. I'm gonna sound stupid. I don't want to sound dumb. But it's a food chain, bro. You need like all the way down to, Manny, today you were gonna go play what? You're gonna play like you play for a team, right? Okay, so from the top all the way down, bro, where Manny's playing at, like, all of this stuff connects in a way, because the kids go out and play on Sunday. They eventually become, they go to academies. It all connects, bro. If that would have left, it all stops.
It would have had a huge effect.
Yeah. A lot of it stops, bro, because these small teams, Jay, most of big players in the world come from a small academy.
No, I get what you're saying, but hear me out, yeah? Like, bro, clubs, I hate to say this, bro. I've been saying this for years, though. And it may be because it was Pops that put this in my head, and I kind of, like, started figuring this out when I was younger. Clubs are businesses, bro. Yeah. How many businesses pick up and bounce so they can make a profit, right?
True.
So, in my opinion, if I'm an owner of a club, which, you know, the Prem is literally bought out, right? So people own that, right? Mm-hmm. And people want to blame American owners bought the clubs. Number one, y'all allowed them to buy it. Number two, the guy who wanted to do this is the president of Real Madrid. If I'm mistaken, but he doesn't own Real Madrid. Jay, he's just the president.
But Jay, my problem with it is this. Not so much in the Prem, because, Manny, you could speak on this. Most teams there have, like, their stadium sold out, right?
It depends on the games as well, actually.
Does it? Okay,
like,
so
maybe like two-thirds of a stadium.
Okay, so for Portugal, those small teams need Benfica to come play them to fill their stadium for them to get the money. They need that ticket sales. If those teams leave, you lose all that, bro. And that's why it's so difficult. Like, for the big teams, I think a competition like that's dope. Of course, dude, you get to see the biggest players play all the time. But, dude, those small teams don't make money. The small teams don't develop. Think about it, dude. West Ham, who did West Ham bring out? They brought out, that's where Lamps came from, right?
Sorry.
Or am I tripping? West Ham was
Lampard.
Lamps came from there.
Maybe Rio, Joe Cole.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? You need these teams, bro. These teams bring out star players.
Then teams, just hear me out for this. Like, then those teams would become the big team in the league, in the best league in the world. Yeah.
Hold on. Pull your mic a little bit closer. No, because when the Man United leave, the ad money leaves. The commercials leave. The sponsorships leave. Newcastle, that offer they got when they sold the name of their stadium a while back, that doesn't happen probably because so many eyes are on these smaller teams because of the big teams, bro. Like, I know what you're saying. Eventually, it will become normalized and somebody will become the big team. But
yeah, that's all I'm trying to say.
The reason there's so much money in the Premier League is because of Liverpool, because of Man United, because of how the global, like, you know, those teams are just so well known, dude.
And also the legacy of, like, all the other players, like, that have come through this time, do you know what I mean? So you will know, for example, say, like, a Beckham has played for Man United. So that already increases the profile of Man United. Do you know what I mean? Or like, same thing, Gerrard for Liverpool. Like, people go, oh, I used to watch Steven Gerrard. That's why it's my ambition to play for Liverpool. Do you know?
Yeah. This is the one thing I think that came good from today. Let's say football stays the same, everything's good. The one thing that I think came good is look how fast we made change in this world when this many people came together. Why can't we come together like this for stuff that actually really matters? Like stuff that, you know what I mean?
This kind of matters, bro. I'm not
lie. This, like, does matter, like, Jay, but I'm saying, like, for stuff that, like, really, like, look how fast everyone was like, hold on, baby. This is about to change for me. Boom, everybody jumped in. Bro, let's have everybody jump in on stuff that matters, and I guarantee you
they'll
change.
You just made a big point, though, and that's because people said, this affects me.
Me, yeah.
When it doesn't affect people, they don't care. And we're all guilty of it.
Yep.
If it doesn't affect you directly, you don't care.
Oh,
look at how we're all bugged out with COVID. That's why we all care about it, because it affects all of us in one way or another. If we're working from home, if we're working out elsewhere, it affects us. But when it doesn't affect you, you don't care as much.
Yeah, you're quick.
And there's a lot of other issues that don't affect people, so they don't care.
You're quick to pass over it on Twitter and just not even pay it any mind. But when it's something that affects you, everybody's quick. Nah, man, it's crazy how fast businesses came together, how fast TV stations, people came together so quick. And it just shows how powerful football is, bro. I'm talking about, there was mainstream American stuff that don't even talk about sports taking this, bro. I remember I was watching a World of Warcraft streamer this morning. I clicked on his stream for the first time in a long time. This man don't nothing with sports, bro. And he's like, man, I'm going crazy about this footy soccer stuff that I'm seeing over here. It's unbelievable. The fans are so mad. And I'm sitting there like, whoa, this guy's talking about soccer and football. And he's like, what's happening? Bro, this thing exploded. Like, oh man, it's incredible. Look, man, I just want the game to be good. I just want football to you know, we all want football to just stay
around. What game are you talking about, though? I didn't mean it.
Can the world come together to fix FIFA 21, please? Because men can't take this game no more. Hey, I like how you jump, because we're jumping straight into that. Manny, dude, you having issues with EA, man. I speak heavily out against EA because, look, man, I'll say this. Big ups to EA. You make the game that I love. You make the game that I'm able to do my job because of your game. But so much is wrong, bro.
But it's one of those things, and again, where it comes to, like we were just talking about with the ESL.
Yep.
Money. If you go around everything, most problems, it'll come back at some point to money.
Yeah.
And EA are making loads of money. And people will turn around and say to content creators like myself, who invest in the game, you're the reason why EA are making so much money. You talk about how bad the company is. You stop giving them money. And I turn around and I say to my stream, or I say to my YouTube, I say, no, I'm not going to stop unless everyone else tells me they're going to stop. Because at the end of the day, I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
So if I see from this situation, EA have obviously come back. I've been a FUT founder. So since FIFA 09, when Ultimate Team was introduced, I was there when it was free. And then I think a year or two after that, they changed it where you had to buy Ultimate Team. And those times I was still watching your content. I remember you packing like a team of the season, Aguero and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was still watching your stuff. So that's how far this goes back, right? And obviously somewhere they've had a meeting, like with the ESL stuff. And they said, hang on, let's think of something that's going to make us more money.
Yeah.
So regardless of if I invest in the game, if I don't do it, it's going to be someone else.
Yep.
If they don't do it, it's going to be someone else.
And let's just be real on a business aspect of, like, you as an entertainer, YouTube, Twitch, whatever. Like, I hate to say this, bro. I go into a game, my chat's dead, and no one cares. I'm opening packs, chat's going crazy. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So hold on, bro. You want to talk crap for me putting money into the game, but this is all you want to watch.
Yeah.
True. So, I mean, you know what I'm trying to say.
Hey, and again, I hit you with this, right? If you're watching this live, I'm holding a lighter because it's a candle. There's nothing to do here with 420. It has nothing. It's just a candle and a lighter. I shouldn't have held that on this day. Hey, listen, all I'm saying is this. Remember what we just talked about with football? Remember how, like, we said that it only matters if it affects them? Mm-hmm. We are such a small number of people that care this heavily about the gameplay or how bad. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mm-hmm. affect. So to mm-hmm. them, when EA's going down their timeline, they just skip over us because mm-hmm. we're such the small percentage.
Not enough people that are willing to talk out, and there's so many people. I'm not going to come out and start calling creators out, but there's so many people that know that this stuff's wrong, but they'll say it once a month or they'll say it once every 2 months because they think, oh, no, I don't want to be on EA's bad side, which I get because if it directly affects your pocket, cool, I get it. But mm-hmm. there becomes a line on a point where you have to say, no, this is not right. And yeah. I'll start off with, let's say, packs. The pack weight, like I said, we've been playing this game for a long time now. The pack weight has decreased incredibly.
Massive.
I remember when I could spend 30, 40 pounds on FIFA, and I know that I'm getting a team of the week player. I know that I'm getting a player that's decent. I know that I'm going to significantly improve my squad. What I spend now compared to what I get, it is crazy. And the fact that we sit there and accept it is not good enough. And people will go, well, why don't you stop spending money on the game? No, I'm saying I will still invest because I know that regardless if I stop or if I don't, EA will still keep this module. Yeah. They'll still keep this formula because they know it's going to work. And like I said, they had a business meeting years and years ago. They had projections that said, by this point, we want to make this much. And this, regardless of me, I'm a small fish in this. That plan was there or not. It was there regardless of me or not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and the other thing is too, like, you, I don't know if I mean, I'm just assuming here, bro. Like, you don't do it, you're not eating. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not putting food on your table, at a disadvantage in the whole situation. And who keeps on making their money?
But
is EA and every, you know what I mean?
Here's the thing, right? There was JJ, right? And then there was me. Then there was Nep. Then there was Barca Boy. And then Manny, you popped off. You're popping off. And now Danny's popping off. If we stop, the next man's going to pop off.
Oh, there's somebody waiting, bro.
There's just someone waiting behind that's like, oh, wait, so open up the packs is how you get them views? All right, bet, let me go. Okay, bet, let me go. And they're going to run with it. And then the content creator gets slayed for. But at the end of the day, the entire system is what's flawed. Because as a viewer, I'll keep it 100. When I go to somebody's stream, I do like gameplay, but I'm more entitled to watch someone's. When I'm going on my timeline and someone goes, hey, I'm opening my icon pack right now, I click on their stream. I'm not gonna lie. If they say I'm going into my game for 30 and I'm like, I'm opening my icon pack, I'm like, all right, bet. And I'm watching, I click it. I'm not gonna lie. And then
so
I watch
the guy.
Hey, and then
you're
I watch
part
them
of the
open
problem.
The, oh, yeah, and then I watch them open the icon pack and I'm like, oh, bet that was sick. EA got you, unlucky. And I click off. And this is
oh,
the,
really this, unlucky, bro. You don't even feel bad for him or anything. Unlucky.
Oh, we know what it's gonna be. Bro, today I said, guys, you want me to do an icon pack? They said, don't do it, don't do it, eh. My viewers are like, eh, don't do it. Back in the day, they're like, hey, bro, do it, do it. They know.
Damn, you got nice viewers, bro, because mine are like, yeah, just waste all your coins. The game's dead anyway. So like, that's literally what they tell me.
I thought I was the only one feeling this way, but do y'all feel since the pandemic that pack weight's gotten worse?
I feel like 2 years.
Just the last few years, pack weight's gotten worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
You know it because when we invest at the start of the game, sometimes I'd rather get tortured than open 150 FIFA point packs. And look, like, honestly, it's so, so bad. And that's what I'm saying to you. Back then, that pack could have got me something crazy. Now the chances of that, I even say some stupid stuff in my video. I have more chance of a flying bus coming to hit me right now than packing R9 in any sort of pack or any, like, the pack weight is just so low. It's ridiculous. And I could go onto PES right now as someone who's never played it before, jump on, load up £100, and I've got a team that's good enough to compete.
Yeah, dude. And listen, this is what I'm saying, right? Like, I'm to the point with pack weight where it's boring opening packs.
Yeah. It's before pack openings used to be fun, bro.
Yeah, I tell Joe the time, I'm like, yo, Jay, man, I'm like, he's like, oh, man, you're going to open packs? I'm like, yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, bro, you don't.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Want to do it. Like, it's mad, bro. It's boring opening packs, bro. Like, it's, you know, legitimately, you know, boring.
I think we can all agree, bro. It used to be exciting. And now I thought, like, because of over the years of doing it so much, you know what I mean? Like, you get bored of it, but, like, no. It's not. It's because nothing, bro. I'll keep coming back to this, bro. Team of the year, bro. My best player, and I opened, like, close to, like, 700 packs, bro. And this is money included and everything else. My best player was Harry Kane, bro. Yeah. Harry Kane, yeah, bro. Yeah, and this is money, me doing the whole SBC, the whole, like, recycling. Harry Kane, bro.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. So
Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions. And now they want to help you even more. With a Credit Karma Money Spend account, you can be rewarded for good money habits. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win cash reimbursements for making purchases. Just pay with your debit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot, and your Instant Karma cash will be added back to your spend account. Open your FDIC-insured spend account for free. There's no minimum balance requirements, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals from a network of over 50,000 ATMs. And when you make a purchase between June 8th and June 30th, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
All right, guys. Now that you have a little bit of context behind it all. Jay, help me here, bro. I got the word, bro.
Context.
Thanks, bro. All right, listen. Now that y'all got it, if you guys don't know, Manny is one of the biggest content creators in FIFA right now. He does a huge, huge, huge series where picks up all the best players, enjoys them, has fun with them, and then, you know, sells them, buys new ones, and constantly trying to get new content for his viewers through all the big players. Now, with that being said, check him out on YouTube. It's just YouTube. Type in Manny and FIFA at the same time, and you're going to see him all over it. With that being said, you got this unbelievable series. You check out all the great players. It's important for you to you get all the best players. I hit up Manny one day. I'm like, yo, Manny, I got this R9. You won him. And he's like, I'm having issues right now. What happened? Explain so that people can understand.
All right. So, bro, as you know, what? Moments got released mid-Feb?
Yep.
They got released mid-Feb. And like you said, my whole series is about trying to get the best players, try them out, keep them, move them on, whatever, and give content to my viewers. So I've been trying to get this Moments R9 and stuff, and we know, like, months gone, can't get him. 2 months gone, can't get him. One of my subs in Twitch reaches out to me and says, you know, I've just got an R9 Moments for a pro player. I can try and do the same for you. Cool. To be honest, I don't keep in tap with EA rules or whatever. So apparently you're not allowed to have anyone else on your account. I thought that's just for champs or whatever. So I let this guy onto my account, and he tries for a week or so, can't get Moments R9. And he goes to me, you know what, whilst I'm trying to get this Moments R9, I'll make you some coins or whatever. You can continue doing your series as normal, buy, sell players, whatever. Cool. So I'd go onto my account and I'd see, like, a card's been sniped for a lower price, and I'd just sell it on or something. And then that looks all normal to me because I know there's people that literally spend all day sniping.
Yeah.
Then one day I come into my account, it goes, oh, you've been transfer banned. And I've seen this message before because I got transfer banned in FIFA 19 where, live on stream, you see me overpay for a Eusebio, see me overpay for a Royce. Like, this has happened live on stream. Next thing I know, I'm banned. EA go, nah, there's been multiple this and that. I said, what? So I didn't get unbanned. I left it at that, whatever. So I've seen this message before. I go there now and I'm unbanned. I reach out to Run the Fuck Market. He links me to someone that has contacts at EA or something. And they say, oh, like, we're investigating this, blah, blah, blah. We'll come back to you, whatever. Investigate it. Say, no, it looks like there's some dodgy doings on the account. It looks like coin buying. I said, I've invested £30,000 into the game. If I wanted to buy coins, how much coins could I get for £30,000? And I said to them, listen, why would I jeopardize my account knowingly, knowing that I've put that into the game? Also, why after I don't promote coin selling, I don't promote anything like that. I have literally rejected people who've come with thousands of pounds a month saying, promote my coin website. Why would I then go after I could have access to that stuff easily if I want to and go and buy coins? Yeah. So cool. I said, listen, if I've done something wrong that I'm not meant to do, I said, I apologize for that. I said, take all the coins off my account. Just give me my account because there's SBC players that I've put on there that I need for past and presents and stuff that I no longer have access to because you can't ever get them again, which I get cool. But since then, I've had no contact with them. They said, oh, take it out with EA, help or something, put a ticket in. And at that point, I knew they're not going to do anything with this.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided to make my video, right? And I came out and I called them out because I said, at the end of the day, yes, I may have made a mistake here, and I didn't deny that at all. But I said, this comes from you guys lying, false advertising, putting moments cards on an advert, and you can't get them. Yeah. And I've got my console right in front of me. I see moments R9. If I was to search right now, I still can't get him. And yeah, the fact that I have to come to another content creator to have a chance of getting a card that already goes for 15 million is insane.
Mad.
Yep. So just saying that right there as well, y'all remember just a couple weeks ago, every single card in the game is obtainable.
Yes.
And you can do it without wasting money. Right. So, stop lying.
For everybody listening at home, a little bit of context. I know you're going to hear that number 30,000. You're going to run with that. I want you to understand that, let's say you own a pool company and you got to build a deck around the pool. You got to buy concrete, and that's how you build the pool. So for a YouTuber that's running a channel that's successful at the moment, you have to spend some type of money, not just for getting the cards, but also for tax issues, for just being able to run a company properly, right? Yeah. So there has to be some outcome to be income, right? So you waste, let's say someone wastes 30 grand. We're not talking money here, but you know, he could make triple, double, who cares? But he can make, you know, and if he's not, it's his, whatever he wants to do with his money. Now, exactly. Business. It's all business at the end of the day. So with that being said, I'll say when I came into the picture, I was playing Foot Champs and I saw the guy tweet Castro that he had an R9. And I said, oh, dude, this is nice. So and then someone linked me in it. So then I hit the dude. I said, yo, you really got an R9? He's like, yeah. And I said, jump in Discord. So I talked to the dude. He was a viewer. And he was like, yeah, I got one. And I was like, yo, you want to sell him? He was like, yep. And I put it up for 50 million. I got him. I played with him for a while. And then I offered him to Manny because I knew Manny's series. I knew he couldn't get it because these cards are not obtainable. So I offered it to him. And I said, if you use it, then you can give it to Castro. His account thing happened. So I sent mine to Castro. And this is what we live in a place where you have to find a way to either snipe him or send him back and forth. Now, I don't want to be the guy that, you know, I'm not calling no names. I ain't going to be no snitch. I don't call me 6ix9ine. I ain't Tekashi. But I will say this. I'll say a few things. First of all, there's too much misinformation here. And I'm going to tell you why. First things, I've been hearing from pros that you're allowed to log on their accounts to open up rewards. That's what they've been told from a direct source from EA Sports. That's what they're saying. Number two, I know 100% that people log on to other people's accounts. I'm not saying who, to build packs.
Yep.
Facts. This is known that people are logging on people's accounts to open packs. 100% facts here. No 6ix9ine, no snitch. I ain't saying nobody's name. So I ain't saying no names. I'm just saying we all know these things are happening. And I also want to tell you something else. It is proven facts that people are logging on people's accounts to get them top 100. This is proven facts. This is proven facts. These people still have their accounts. And to this
day, is anybody out there that wants to do that for me this year? I'm just playing. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Hey, and there's people who have made competitions based off of this, all the way leading back to the Interactive World Cup back on PlayStation 3, 2, 4, all this, all right? So this stuff has been known of people logging on people's accounts. So I can tell you one thing. I've been banned one time from EA Sports. What I was doing was rightfully banned because man was doing bad stuff. I'm not going to lie. It was back in the day. Man was not doing bad stuff. Nah, I was promoting bad stuff that we're not going to talk about on here.
No, but it's business stuff. Yo, let me ask you one question, though, real quick before you go with that one point. Bro, they used to have a system that could fix this whole problem, and they removed the system that was actually fun. What's y'all remember when you could go back and forth and you can trade offers and all this other stuff?
The biggest downfalls of this game. And that's that's one of the reasons why people like JJ, Harry, and all of that stopped FIFA for periods. Because
pink slips.
We used to do pink slips, right?
Yeah.
And that was the cool thing. And honestly, it was one of the most exciting features in the game. And because of greed and where it comes back to money, they go, hang on, there's a hole in our barrel here. Let's put that. Because we're not getting as much as we should do.
I mean,
it was that wrong, why not target the companies directly themselves, not the people working for the companies?
Yep. So I will say that the trade offers, I'm one of the individuals, like I'm a man and I can step up when it's wrong. I'm one of the individuals why trade offers are gone, because myself and everybody else that was promoting stuff, that the only way they knew how to stop it was by doing that. But the problem, the whole problem here is back then when we did take those deals, there wasn't YouTube money like there is today. There wasn't ads. So for myself, for KSI, for NEP, for all of us that were known doing it, at this time, that was our only way of living. Because remember, during this time, there was no sub button on Twitch. There was no bits. If you took money from somebody in a donation, you were called a beg back then. You couldn't do that, bro. If you borrowed someone, if someone trade offered you a card on FIFA while you were streaming, you were called a beg and a scammer. You couldn't do stuff like this. So we came from a different era. Right now, trade offers, would it be different? I think it would be a lot different, because the money that is in this business now, to where someone's not going to risk it and stuff like that. But at the same time, I don't know. I think there's ways around trade offer where like the coin sellers won't come back in it.
Like, I'm not even worried about all the other bullshit. I'm just saying they just suck the fun out of everything, bro. Like, I'm being real with you. They suck the fun out of everything in this game. They're killing it slowly, bro. Pack weights, trade offers. They have good ideas. Execution is freaking horrible at EA Sports.
I'll ask y'all this question. I say it all the time. I would give up all this daily content to go back to old FIFAs.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about it?
Yeah, I'll join you because there's no point. They give us all these new shiny cards and all of that. You go into the game and they still play the same. The game still plays the exact same. People still do the exact same skills. Yep. People still hold down Y to just throughball it. And it's the same. And I said to Mav earlier, you guys know Mav will speak about the game anyhow. I said to him, do you know what? I look at my account, I look at all these cards and it don't mean anything, because I go into the game and they all play the same.
Yeah,
it's all stuck in the mud. It's all slow. It's all La Croquetas. It's just all the same.
Yeah, and so I asked you this question, right? All these special cards, just to bring out a party bag that you're opening a party bag and getting a card from 7 months ago. Like, how does
it's literally not usable anymore.
Yeah, like, so they take little stuff from us every year. No more monthly rewards from Weekend League. No more rewards. Period. Now, let's be honest, these rewards are dead. No more rewards. Every year they take something from us, but they hit us with a little party bag to act like this is, oh, here, you can have a party bag, but they don't realize these are dead. And what's the best you've gotten from an icon pack, Manny?
I don't know. 95 Pele from a player pick. I can't tell you how many of those I've done, though.
A lot, right?
Yeah, so I can go 90 R9, 91 Cruyff, 95 Pele. Can't remember anything else. And I've done probably about 50 plus icon player picks or packs, you know. So
on one account,
more or less, yeah.
Mad
based
mad.
Icons, everything.
Mad. So it's just one of those things. And like again, if you're someone out there that watches Castro, you'll see the amount that he rips through these things, and it's unbelievable how bad the weights are. And again, it's just that thing of like, it's too much content now, bro. It's too much content to where they have to water stuff down. Am I making sense with that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, of course.
We'll give you daily content, but we have to water down packs. We have to water, because if packs give out good, then you get the content too easy. So it's a system where they had to water the packs down so you can't do the SBCs quickly.
I kind of feel like though, like, and I'm not a person to really like, I'm never on the side of EA. Let's be honest, bro. We've done so many of these podcasts. I'm always talking shit about them, but let's be honest. They have to now, right? Because content creators, people, if I don't know, Tuesday, Thursday shows up and there's not a new SBC, everybody's like pitchforks out there. Like, where's the new content? What are we gonna do?
You know why?
What's this? What's that? Like, I need that SBC. Hey. So it's kind of hard for them to go back on this, but that's just
gameplay sucks.
Yeah, but it's not even just the gameplay sucks. The content that you get from gameplay and the packs and stuff just are so bad. Remember that time where, I think it was FIFA 11, where there was the Kasuki Honda tournament where they had the inform Honda and everyone was like, that sort of stuff is out the game, where there's just random stuff where it's like, oh, you can get the sick card, but you got to win this tournament. There's no incentive to really want to play the game. I've stopped playing champs properly for weeks. I got to a point where, and I used to love like finishing 25 and above and this, that, like I used to pride myself on it. Then like Mav would say to me, or one of the guys would say to me, why would you bother? You get the same thing finishing 14 that you do if you get top 200. And I was thinking, actually, you're not even wrong. Like, I could enjoy more of my weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Bro, so 100%. This weekend I was on Twitch and I seen it was a Saturday and you were playing COD.
Bro.
And I was like, man, he's playing COD. He don't even play foot champs no more. And I'm sitting there like, hey, man, should I play trying to get 30?
I think that's good. I think that's good. Like, I'm not going to be real. This
I'm not. No, you're going to be real.
No. Okay, yeah, whatever, dude. I think this is a good thing. You know how like everybody's like, oh, content creator.
You were playing WWE. That's what you were playing. I think it was WWE or COD or something. Anyways, go on, Jay. Sorry.
Whatever.
It's good, right? Because like the biggest people in this are not playing the weekend. Like they're showing that no one cares anymore. So maybe they'll revamp. The other thing that I hate, and you guys might get mad at me, that they have done over the years. I went back to my FIFA 18 account. My FIFA 18 account, bro. FIFA 18, they just need to remaster that game, number one. Number two, moments, middles, primes. I'm sick of it all, bro. I want one icon, and that's it. I want the main card, and you get it all year. You have a chance to get it like normal, and that's the only card, bro, because I'm so sick of these. Oh, look, I got a baby, you know, Rio or whatever. And then, oh, look, moments Rio. Oh, that's great. So my baby is now obsolete and I'm stuck here with coins. And all of a sudden the market drops because of it. It's annoying, bro.
Tell me why the baby versions are better than the prime?
Mate.
What is the point in having a higher rated version that is worse?
Manny, I told my boys in the stream today, I got Ronaldinho Prime, Desai Prime, and Maldini Prime. They said, why you got the Prime? I said, because the moments suck. They do the same thing. Yo, Moments Desai is trash compared to his prime, bro. Mad trash. Middle R9 will put up the same amount of goals that 97, the Moments one. You know what I'm saying? Like, they almost feel the same. It's a little difference, but it ain't 15 million coins an account getting banned worth an upgrade. Bro, it's dead. I'll
Mav
keep it
said
real
it the best, bro. Mav said it the best, and I will forever, it's going to be stuck in my brain, bro. It's now a sticker book collection, bro. That's what FIFA is, and if they continue going down this thing, that's all it's going to be.
Like, you get more views on the menu.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's like, I can't even think of an example, right? You're going to have to give me 5 minutes, but just, I can't, man.
Listen,
bro, League of Legends players that have to wait in queue to go into another game legitimately have to turn on another game to entertain their audience because they can't sit in a menu. And we sit in a menu for 4 hours and my chat is going crazy about it. And I'm sitting there like, this is the most stupid thing I'm doing.
I'm gonna keep it a 400 with you. This for FIFA 21 has been the worst. Like it was the beginning of FIFA was okay. This has been the worst for the content. Like, my content's mudded this year. And I'll openly say my content's mudded this year. But let me explain why. Everything I love don't work no more. So I need to now change the content provider I am and not be true to myself to be able to survive in this industry. For example, I love drafts. They're dead. They're muddy. You can't get a good draft. It's gone. That content's trash. I love champs. Rewards are trash. That content's dead. It's mudded. I got to change my content from that. I hate SBCs. If I want to survive in this industry right now, with the way it is, the sad truth is I need to get a PlayStation and I got to do share play.
You need to share play all day, brother.
And listen,
they're at the menus, my guy, and you will fucking explode.
Hey, I'm going to go back. Shout out to my boy, Harry. Yo, Rota Shaw, I love you, man. Listen, I'm going to go back. I'm going to watch his reactions. You feel me? And then I'm going to learn how to react to someone's icon pack. I'm going to be like, oh, shit. I'm like, Harry, let's go. I'm going to get his blue jumper. And I'm going to do it all the way.
I'm going to take some acting classes, bro. You about to see.
Harry had nice reactions back in the day. He had the best reactions back in the day. Y'all remember Rota Shaw's reactions to packs back in the day? They were fantastic. He was good at that shit. But yeah, dude, content's just gone. Man, you're a guy like me. You like the game.
Bro, this is what, honestly, like, I would spend hours and hours and hours on end, like, playing the game. And I came up, when I first started coming up, I wasn't I didn't have money to reinvest into the game like that. I just about bought my Xbox One, and I was literally near enough starving myself and saving my lunch money to get an Xbox One. And I was doing Road to Glories, Manny's Minions. The people that know me, them will know I was doing Manny's Minions. And I say, they go, Manny, why don't you do RTG? I go, do you know what, guys? If you can guarantee me I'll get 200K views doing an RTG, I'll do RTG. I don't need to spend money on the game. I don't want to have to do that. But you guys know that's not what you want to see. The moment you see a shiny icon on a thumbnail, you click it. Yes. Because it's not something that's very accessible.
So Nep and I talked about this just a few days ago. It's what hurt my channel, Manny, because people love the RTG the first month, and I stuck with it for the first 4 or 5 months. You know how searches are on YouTube. You got to be in there, bro. You got to be in on searches, on good searches. And if you come late, you come late. You're late to the party, too late. I ran an RTG for the first 3, 4 months, 5 months of the game. And what it does is it doesn't let you get searches. It doesn't let you get into recommended and stuff because your titles are, hey, we found another goat. Like, no one cares about a gold small demon.
I mean, the problem is because you call it, like, I'm going to be real with you, bro. I'm not hating on you. I love you to death,
Everything's
man.
Everything's a goat.
Every fucking player is a goat with you, bro.
But let me ask you a question.
You know what the definition of a goat is, bro?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
It's if my gold car's playing really good and scoring a lot of goals, it's a goat.
You know why he's kind of right there? Do you know why he's kind of right? Because when Bruno comes out and he's a team of the year, he's good for the first week. Then they nerf him.
And then they nerf him.
He's not good anymore. He can't do anything anymore. So you have to find a new goat.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, Jay, you got to understand, when you're doing the Road to Glory, right? And everybody's and January comes around, everybody's uploading Team of the Year videos. You're like, fuck, all right, now what do I do here, bro? Let me think about it. All right, look, I got this gold card. He's pretty good. He's not a Team of the Year. Let me use the word goat, because that maybe will get people instead of Team of the Year. Like, and that's the problem with the RPG.
I understand what you're doing. I'm just taking some shots where I can, brother.
Nah, of course, take your shots. This is what I will say, bro. So in 1918, I did the same thing that you do. I did the rich man to glory, like, and I was like, and people liked it from me, but they always wanted the poor man. And for some reason, the last 2 years, I've gone back to the poor man, because your hardcore audience loves the RTG. But like you said there, bro, if you want to be a solid content creator, it's not the way. RTGs, Nep and I talk about all the time. Look at Nep's channel with his RTG. Look at my channel now, right? Both of his second channel, my main channel, they're not doing as good as they used to do, because the RTG audience and that people that used to be here, that they're gone, bro. Now it's share play guys. It's the big cards. And the reason your rich man does so well, I mean, I'm only speaking from looking from the outside. You can do the titles that people are looking for from icon packs.
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. After the year I got banned on 19, I said, I'm going to come back 20 with a bang. I sat there and I studied what other YouTubers like. I went on your channel.
Yeah.
I went on Nep's channel, I went on Bateson's channel, Matt HD. I said, what do these guys do that makes them guaranteed over 100K views a video?
Yeah.
And I looked at you guys were doing content of cards you want to see.
Yeah.
Then latest SBC drops, you guys are on it. A new card comes, you guys are on it. And I thought, okay, this is it. So people want to see new cards. People want to see what they might not be able to have access to. And that genuinely is the key, because yes, Road to Glory is relatable, but it's relatable to so many people that they won't care after a period. And then when you go to the side where it's not relatable, people want to see what they can't have.
Okay, that's why you go on YouTube. When you go on YouTube, how do I fix my loma, my dishwasher? How do I do it? Yeah.
I think I was seeing you open packs and I was thinking, bro, I wish I could pack. You packed a Guerra. I thought maybe I could pack a Guerra, but I didn't have the means to do it like that. You know?
The RTG is just not the same anymore because of how they mudded rewards. And look, Manny, the other day I was watching, because I watch your content. I'll tell you, like, you know what I mean? Like, I never told you that, but I watch your content all the time. But I even told you, I said, Jay, I used to do what Manny does. Like, we have such similar content. And Jay was like, why'd you stop? And I was like, man, because the RTG. And the thing is, bro, is that because in your head, bro, you in the beginning of FIFA, people get so happy for the RTG that you want to continue to make your viewers happy, bro. Like, those are my boys. I want to make sure they're happy. But at the end of the day, that small percentage around December, they leave. Because now they're no longer at the RTG stage. Now they're hitting the team of the years and they go find that type of content. And as RTG, you can't continue.
Can't compete,
You can't compete,
bro. RTG, the first video of RTG will always be the best performing one till you get something mad in a pack.
Yeah.
It's always going to come back to packs.
Yeah.
And people go, oh, like, you changed your content and this, that. Like, No, at the end of you changed my content because you guys stopped watching it.
Yep. Yep.
100%. You know? It all comes down
to what everyone else is doing. It's always what's hot, what's hot, what's hot.
Yeah.
I think fire up your stream. Someone's like, have you done the new voice SBC? Because everyone wants what's new.
Yeah. Mm. I've told my viewers going into FIFA 22, you know, if my channel's still around during FIFA 22, I'm still streaming. I'm going full send, you know, back to what we used to do, RTG for like the first couple weeks and into a pay to win, and we running it because it's just not the way of this industry no more. Nobody, like, the RTGs were dope when people could get rewards, and it's just not that way no more, bro. You got too many people doing, shout out to my boy Harry, doing 30 and nose with like a Manchester United team. Like, people don't want to see an RTG no more, bro. They want to see They want to see the big stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. I think also in the beginning, people just want to learn, right? Like, so like everybody's always rotating, right? I never understood this until my brother's the one that actually kind of explained this to me, right? Like, I always thought, you know, you get somebody, they're with you. They're ride or die. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like viewers and stuff. They're not. Everybody's always like rotating, right? So they find you, they like you for a month, 2 months until they can't learn anything off of you anymore. Then they got to find the next guys to learn anything. And I think people have learned that. And again, dude, the Road to Glory thing is also perspective, right? Like, the whole thing with the community that a Road to Glory is no money never made sense to me, because my glory is always going to be different than somebody else's. Yeah. But also, I think that people just learn too quickly. And then if you're on a Road to Glory, your account becomes obsolete at that point, because these guys are watching somebody making a bunch of coins. They start making a bunch of coins. Their account's now better than your account. Why do they care? Like, the cards that you have are no longer any good.
Yeah.
And then you're just stuck in that cycle of like, what do I do now? Yeah. And then when you do say, hey, I'm done, the people that have been riding with you get pissed off. So it's
the process of FIFA, of what FIFA has forced the share play content, because they want people to open more packs. So they know this share play stuff is banging. And let's be honest with you, how do they know that most of this stuff is not illegally done and people logging onto people's Xbox accounts? They don't know, but they don't care, bro, because it's giving people a way to open more packs. And to jump on what you said there, I'm not going to say the person's name because it was a private conversation, but one of the biggest YouTubers in England behind JJ once told Nep this, and then Nep told me it. And he said this, and he's one of the biggest, man. He's still to the biggest to this day. And he goes, when you make content, you already got your subscribers. They already like you. Every time you make a video, make it for the person that you don't have. You understand? Does that make sense? Like, make it for the people you don't. Your subscribers already, you already got them. They're going to watch you. You got to make it for the person you don't have. And that's the thing, right? RTGs and series are made for the people you have. You're not going to get searches. You're not going to get, it's not Road to Shaw. Y'all going to get out there, they're going to start guessing on the chat. They go, everybody, it wasn't Road to Shaw. But yeah, that's something that was told to us a long time ago. And if you really think about it, it's smart, because like, you got your viewers and they with you already. They're going to roll with you, you know, no matter what, because they ride with you already. But how you continue to grow your channel is making a video for the next person to be able to subscribe. So, you know, but right now the next person is through this stuff that EA's pushing, which is all packs, bro. Like, if you look at it, everything that's like SBCs and stuff like that, everything is rotated around you opening up more packs, more packs, more packs, more packs, more packs. And
even doing objectives, in my opinion, even doing these like icon of swaps and stuff is revolved around you opening some type of pack, because how are you supposed to get all first owned? You know what I mean? Like, you have to have a first own this and a first own that. And so how do you get those players? You get what I'm trying to say? So that I feel like, even that they're being, we're giving you free cards just by playing. No, like, I got to open a pack to get those players. Otherwise, I'm pretty much screwed. So,
I always tell my chat, nothing in this world is free. And I feel like my dad's always said that to me. But as I've grown older and I've come into this industry, I get it. You're either spending time or you're spending money. So people go, you spend so much money on the game. I say, listen, if I'm not spending money, I'm going to spend my time. In this position, I'd rather spend my money so I can spend some time.
I agree.
I think we've seen the decline of FIFA, especially over the past few years, because also the gameplay's declined a lot. Mm. And myself, my friends, Thomas Jams, Drew, Mav, we all talk about it week in, week out. Someone streaming champs in the Discord and complaining about the game for the whole 90 minutes. And it's because we go, there's no skill gap. And people go, no skill gap, you can't win every FIFA game, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, you can't win every FIFA game, but I can tell when I'm playing against someone who's, or I used to be able to tell when I was playing against someone who's gold 3 compared to someone who's elite 3, you know? Now I literally genuinely cannot tell. I will go into a game, I'll be 2-0 up, it'll turn to 2-2. I'll take out 4-2, it'll turn to 4-4. I go into extra time and I take that person around the corner. I come out 8-4 and I go, why was this so hard 10 minutes ago? And I get sometimes football can be like that. But the consistency with which it happens, if you go back to my stream last week, I played some champs and I had two games that went to extra time, both ended 7-4. And if I was to message the person after, they'll go, I'll go, what'd you get? Oh, gold 2, gold 3, you know? And I know that on FIFA, I'm an elite player. Not to say that no one should ever challenge you, but the rate at which they can contest because so much is being done for them is ridiculous.
Listen, man, I complain about gameplay all the time. And man, you know me well, bro. I'm very, very humble when it comes to this shit. I've done the top 100s, the number ones in the world and shit like that. And I'm telling you right now, this game is by far the game with the no skill gap. This game is garbage. If you play someone that's gold one, they will take a top 100 player to probably extra time and most likely beat them. And you will think you're playing a top 100 player. And then when you search their name on Footwiz, you're like, this man's never even seen the boards before. Like, bro, game is by far one of the worst FIFAs. FIFA 20 and FIFA 21, bro. There's nothing, bro. It's just a defensive meta. You know what I mean? They took everything away offensively. The gameplay is absolutely trash. And what makes it worse? For example, right now, I think my account, right, is 2,450 skill rating. I think 2,500 is the cap, right? I think so. Somewhere around there. I don't know. Somewhere's the cap up there. That's high as hell, bro. I go into champs because these heavy servers. Bro, every game is like I'm playing against hashtag Harry, bro.
Bro, that's mad. I can't compete. I used to be able to go away from FIFA for a week, come back, and I know that I'm still at that level. Now, it's not like that, you know? Everyone can cancel a skill now. Everyone can La Croqueta, fake shot, La Croqueta. Everyone can do all of that. And I'm not saying no one should be able to do the skills, but there used to be a level which... It's at the stage where no one used to be able to do a fake Rabona. And then as the game progressed, everyone can do it.
Yeah.
You know, the rainbow flick is literally this.
Yeah.
Back and forward now. Yeah. They've reduced it. Like, bruh, what's the point now?
Bro, Moments Rio can go from a full stop to 100 miles per hour in a flick of left bumper, right bumper, flick forward. And you explode out of a cannon at 1,000 miles per hour, bro. And it's like, man... Name a footballer that can do this in real life that can go 0 to 100
It's not even 0 to 100, bro. It's when they're at full speed and then they get that extra like like they get an extra like
how you're playing Mario Kart and you go in the little arrows.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, dude. No, deadass. I never really thought about that. Yeah, you're going full speed and then you hit the two buttons, you flick it forward, and they go right through your back line. The only difference is in this game, we don't have the little turtle to shoot at them to knock them over. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing to counteract. But do you know what? I said from the moment I saw the first trailer of FIFA 21, I said, this game's going to be crap. Yeah. And people said, you're being negative. EA, like, YouTubers just want to come out and bash the game. I said, no. Look at it. Do you remember when they had the red dummy and the blue dummy and you see the player do three blocks? I said, nope. Auto blocks are still in the game. I saw Tony Cruz from a standing position barely move, just kick the ball and it launches down the line. I said, this game's going to be crap. And I said, you can go back and watch that video. I said, listen, this game's going to be silly. It's still going to be silly. And people don't want to admit to that because they always have hopes for, this is going to be a better game this year. It's going to be a better game this year. But they don't care enough to fix the game. And not enough people will come out and say this stuff. So it's going to stay that way. It's not because people are spending money.
I was in a Discord with my brother, Kid Mamito, a couple of the friends were there. And I said, they were all raging about FIFA 21, all of them. This was a couple months before the trailer even came out. And I said, 21's going to be worse. And they were like, 20. Yeah, we were playing 20. And I said, 21's going to be worse. They're like, nah, there's no way it can be worse. I said, it's going to be worse. Just watch. Yeah. Because this system that they're following right now, taking away low drivens, taking away step overs.
Can you take a long shot? How many long shots have you scored? I can count mine. Could probably see mine in my videos. Probably 7.
There's not many.
I don't really
consider these long shots, but you know, right outside the edge of the box where you take the finesse with Mbappe, I've been hitting those a bit more lately, but it's not like a long shot. It's like a long shot, bro.
Say, for example, 94 Hullet has great long shots on his card. There's no point in that stat because he shoots before it's even gone 5 meters, it's flying out of the air.
Inspector Gadget does his karate kick, bro. He comes flying out that piece.
I was in Discord playing champs the other day. Mav was watching me. I take it around the goalkeeper with Moments R9. I go to shoot. Gold Klosterman has run across and stretched his leg out.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? Mav just started laughing. I said, I had nothing to say.
No.
Because at this point, it's ridiculous. And imagine if, I always say to people, no matter how good Messi is, if someone in real life pops a 1-2 around Messi, Messi can't get there. Because that's the whole idea of it. It's 2 against 1. On FIFA, if people could do what they could do on FIFA in real life, every game will be 0-0.
Yeah.
Because by the time the pass has been made, the person's already turned around and they're there in front. Just crazy.
It's not even that they even turn around sometimes, bro. You see them do the moonwalk, bro, and somehow they're still running full speed and catch up. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many mechanics to, again, help the player that doesn't want to put in the time to get good, right? Yeah. I don't even want to say casual player, just the player that just wants to play just to play. And the mentality now in gaming is that if you're not winning, you're not going to play the game. Oh. And they need to keep those people logging in, right? So they got to make it easy for everybody, right? And then that just literally, okay, make it easy for everybody, bro. Take away all your stupid competitive bullshit, because this game is not competitive if you're going to do that.
Hey, listen, I'm getting good at this hosting shit. I'm about to go full circle with the whole thing now. Look at this. Watch this. This is the problem, Jay. Mm. Right now, it's not about gaming. I said this earlier, and it really hit me this morning. This new generation of coming up, we need to stop saying that they're soft and they're snowflakes and they're this and that, because we're making them this, bro. They want to take football from 90 minutes to 60 minutes because these kids can't watch for 90 minutes. They're saying,
"Nah, bro, they should stop watching SpongeBob."
Let me finish. Let me finish. Nah, we're doing this to them, bro. They can't pay attention everybody. They can't pay attention for 90 minutes. They can't get good at FIFA, so let's make FIFA easier for them so they can be good at. We're catering to that. We're catering. Everyone is catering to this mentality that these kids aren't fucking strong. These kids are like us, bro. They built like us. The difference is,
I wish they would have catered to me when I was. Maybe I'd be smart now. Maybe I'd be stupider than I am now because they're catering to everybody.
They say like this. They go, I said this on my stream earlier today. Kids ain't watching football no more. They're 16 to 19 year olds. Yes, they are. One of them buys the game. They're all in Discord together watching it. So 27 of them in one Discord watching the game live, and one person's paying for it. So you think they not watching? They watching. They just know how to get this shit for free because they smarter than us. This new generation finessing us, bro. They know how to do shit without paying.
You know what? I got a call from a radio station, Radio 5, today, and they said, "Manny, can we have you on to talk about this? We're talking about the younger generation with all this ESL stuff. What do they think? Like, are they even watching football right now? They don't even support clubs, really. They support players. They support Haaland. They support Mbappe." And I said, "Yeah, do you know what? It's edging towards that way." And I said, "This is because of stuff like FIFA. This is because, like, they're not being taken to games anymore, a lot of them. Like, they're literally just growing into, Mbappe versus Haaland.
Yeah.
Who's the best? It wasn't really like that when we were growing up.
Mm-mm.
Sure of who's the best, but it's more about who's the best club.
Mm.
You know, even in the era when Guardiola had his Barca, it was who's the best club. Now it's who's the best player, Ronaldo, Messi. Even before that, we were enjoying. That's why sometimes you look back at a Champions League game from like 2004 and you go, they had all those players in that team.
Mm.
Because it wasn't necessarily focused on the individual, but obviously now advertising and stuff's gotten more global and stuff to the point where it is just based on individuals, you know?
The players, in some cases, I feel like the players are bigger than the club. And when we were, at least for me, when I was growing up, and still to this day, my club, there is no player, I don't care who they are, at my club, that's ever going to be bigger than the badge. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of teams and a lot of people are now, Mbappe is at PSG, I like PSG. Oh, Mbappe's going to Real, I like Real. Oh, Liverpool just won the Champions League and won the league. Oh, I like Liverpool. You get what I'm, there's no loyalty, because if you ain't winning, you're losing. And if you're losing, oh my God, you know, you're in a bad spot. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, it all goes around to this, like, society literally catering to everybody, bro. And it's a problem. It's literally a problem.
That's why when people say, who's better, Messi or Ronaldo? I say, I don't care, I'm a Benfica fan. They've never. If I have to lean for one, as a human being, I should probably lean for Ronaldo because he's gotten me a Euro.
He flicked my team off.
But let me finish. He got us a Euro, right? So if
Messi, what you just say?
He helped us get a Euro.
No, you said he got us the team, if the club.
Jay, if he didn't tie that game 3-3 against Hungary, we weren't coming out that group stage. I think it was Hungary or Bulgaria. If he didn't hit those three goals, bro, we came out the group stage with all ties. Ronaldo had every goal.
Other goat, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
other goat.
Other is goaty, but nah. But like going back to that, right? The kids can't watch 90 minutes. The kids can't. Little Jimmy can't do this, bro. We're making them like this, bro. Like we don't have to have auto blocks. The kids are still gonna play. They still gonna play, bro. Because when we were growing up, you know how many games I hated I still played? All of them. They
that's
because
we were growing up, bro. We couldn't buy no games, bro. We had what we had.
I remember playing the Lion King game. And then when you died, you had to start from the beginning. That's it. I hated that shit, bro. I wanted to break my TV, but I continued to play because like, what else am I gonna do? That shit was it was so bad. So I don't know. I remember seeing a tweet the other day, and this girl was playing Lion King and she died. And she had to start over. She was, wait, guys, I have to start over? Like the whole game? And she was like proper butthurt by it. She's like, yeah, back in the day, you had to start the game over, buddy. This is like, yeah. You don't start at the level. You start back in the beginning.
Hey, what you know what kids these days don't know about? Do you remember like the PlayStation little memory cards that you had?
Yeah.
8 megabytes.
Bruh.
Yeah.
8 megabytes, bro.
Bruh.
They don't know about that stuff like... They don't know about having to delete your favorite game because you have a game that's more favorite than that.
Yeah, bro.
And you lose all the work that you did. And if you ever want to go back to that game, you got to do it all over again.
Bro, they don't remember
about that.
They don't remember about sitting in lobbies trying to get a game. Like, hey, bro, you want to play head-to-head against me? You in the lobby trying to convince people why to play you and why you're the best FIFA player. And they're like, bro, I don't want to play. You're like, yo, bro, just play me, man. Just play me. He's like, bro, you got bad connection. Bro, just play me. You couldn't just search back then, bro. You had to go into, like, remember the lobbies back in the day? And people would, like, talk in the – man, it was crazy, bro. But, yeah, dude, I think this whole, like – the whole like calling the kids this and saying the kids can't do that. Like, bro, name a kid that can't sit through 90 minutes of football, man. That's a lie, bro. Like, cause you saw that, right? The Real Madrid.
They were talking about like, I was watching the actual thing when he said, and he's like, you know, they're not even sitting through 90 minutes. And I'm like,
but they are, they're in Discord.
How are you going to, no, the first off, bro, how would you even shorten the game? Like, how do you even do that?
Jay, listen.
Like, I don't understand, bro. Like, again, also, I feel like, and this is TV as well, right? Like, bro, that like fast paced stuff. Like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, you know, stuff like on your screen changing this quickly, I think is fucked with people. Just, now that they just can't sit there, I guess, and I guess that's why the 90. I don't know, bro.
Everything else is so accessible. So even like the arguments of player versus player and how people can't even compare who's a better player to who, they base it just all on stats. Football's just all on stats now, right?
Yeah.
Because from the moment a game finishes, 30 minutes later, the highlights are on. So all of a sudden, someone scored 2 goals. No one else knows whatever has happened in the game. That player played the best on that pitch, you know?
Yeah.
They haven't watched the guy who's cut everything out and moved the ball along. They haven't watched that because they've just watched highlights.
Yeah.
So people base who's better than who based off highlights. Say, for example, Bruno that plays for United, I have nothing against the guy, but he could have the worst game. As long as he gets stats, no one cares.
No one cares.
And I get it. At the same time, but you know, I don't know. It's a funny one.
It's the new football, man. For example, like everybody runs around saying, Messi and Ronaldo washed them. I can't, bro. I can't with that, man. Cause like it's the same thing. Like when Dingo was ending, bro, I could never say I saw when it was over for him. We could all see it. We were all like, oh no, this is it, buddy. No, not like this. But I wouldn't say it because they've done too much for the game, bro. That like you gotta respect it and roll with it. And like, okay, yeah, they're not putting up the stats that they once upon a time put up, but can we really sit here and be like, yeah, they're old now, bro.
They're still putting up stats that are still, which is the normal person.
It's people being entitled and feeling like, do you know what? They have to get 30 goals every season. Oh, it's a bad season. They've set that standard that high that 10 goals is a bad season for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, for example, if you look at some of the players that were playing before, they might not even get 10 goals in a season.
Yeah.
But now it's just all about stats. How many goals you got? You didn't get this many goals? Oh, bad season. And commentators push that agenda as well. Like, say, for example, Pogba gets so much heat. I'm a Liverpool fan, but I watch Pogba week in, week out. He's not even in the team sometimes. He manages to be the topic because there's not crazy stats.
Yeah.
everyone's
is
like,
is that your guy? Yeah,
he's not. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah,
I can't deal with it anymore.
Hey, I'm not a pool fan, but I used to turn on every game to see Gerard. Ah, man, Gerard and John Anariza, those were my guys,
yeah.
Up, buddy. Oh, those were my guys. When John Anariza would kick that thing, bro, I'd be like, oh, it's gonna go. That thing, he used to have so much power in that shot. You remember,
I used to play one on one football in the hallway with Toby. And we'd be saying all sorts of names. I'd be Rangers, Celtic. I'd be saying all sorts of John Hartson, all this. Like, if it comes to Liverpool, I'll be saying Sammy Hupia. Like, how many people talk about defenders that aren't in the top thing? You know, John Anariza, if you take it on your left foot, that's John Anariza. Or if you like do a quick steps, that's Roberto Carlos.
Bruh.
Everyone just wants to care about stats. Stats.
That's in the big names, bro. Like, no one really watches. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, the whole highlight thing, I think, is 100% real. Like, it's the name and just them pushing it. Also, people that want to, you know, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people that, like, do the whole, like, just say Messi, Ronaldo thing again. When you hear them say Messi's a GOAT, oh, he won more Ballon d'Ors. Like, they bring up stats and not really... You get what I'm trying to say? And then then you want to counter that and be like, okay, so international cups, how many do they got? You know what I mean? Yeah, so it just becomes back and forth.
It's a thing like this, bro. LeBron James, Michael Jordan. I say this all the time. A GOAT is
Jordan, how,
your connection to that person. Like, yeah, that's it. Like, you, there'll never be a greatest that everyone agrees on, except for probably Tom Brady. That guy in football, just in like American football, he took that. But like in every other sport, bro, like, it's just one of those things where it's like, what did he, like, how did he, did you have a connection with that person? And that's why he's the GOAT to you, because the stats are so similar. That's the only way it's going to go. It's your GOAT, but it's going to be the next person's GOAT. The one thing I will say, and we're jumping all over the place, but Manny, I don't want to keep you this long, but is Alphonso Davies the first guy that you've seen make a little bit of hype in the back line since like Roberto Carlos and like John Anariza? And like, because Alphonso Davies caught some hype last year, bro. People really started liking this guy.
Yeah. But then again, like, that's the same thing for me. When it came to Team of the Year, just at the end of last year, I didn't put him in my team for Team of the Year. And I put Robertson. I said, I don't watch Alphonso Davies.
Yeah.
So how can I put him in? Everyone's like, no, he's the best. He's the best. It's like, have you really watched him?
Yeah.
Or is it because everyone else is saying he's the best? So I said, I've only seen what he's done against Barcelona. I've not really watched him. I know that he's good. I've seen his highlights at the Whitecaps. But since he moved to Bayern, I haven't watched him because I don't really watch that league.
Yeah.
So everyone wanted me to make a decision. And like we said before, like, if you don't agree with it, everyone's just like, nah. Like I said, I genuinely don't watch Bayern like that.
Yes. You
know? And so, they said, well, how about Thiago? And I said, I know Thiago's a good player because I used to watch him at Barca when he was really young, when he had the curls.
Yeah.
When he was playing alongside Gio Dos Santos, Jonathan Dos Santos, you know?
Yeah.
But if you don't share someone's opinion, you're the worst guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, and here's the thing, right? I put my money on PSG against Bayern. And I bet in my chat. I said, look, I'll give like 200 gifts. My chat will tell you. And the reason, and people are like, you're crazy because everybody was looking at Bayern stats. Nah, don't worry about Lewandowski.
If he was there, it wouldn't have happened, bro.
Listen, I watched that final last year. PSG deserved that final. So I knew that revenge, not only that, people could say whatever they want. Mbappe is the most dangerous player on the counterattack in football.
Oh, my God,
right,
bro.
There is on the counter, bro.
I can hear that for sure. Yo, man,
that kid is nasty on the counter, bro. Like, he is ridiculous. So I think right now to knock PSG out the Champions League, you're going to need something special, bro, because I don't see many teams with defenders that fast that can. And, bro, he, like, makes a decision in a split second. Like, he's a good finisher. He got the speed. I don't know,
Neymar is levels, and I think because he plays in that league, people forget
are hating on
how
him. Yes.
Good Neymar is. Yeah. Neymar is still top three footballers in the world.
You know what the problem is, Manny, is that he got compared to Messi and Ronaldo too fast. And people put him on that level, and nobody should go on that. They're on their own pedestal, bro. Now get them out the picture, and now let's talk regular football. Neymar's right
ADB,
there.
Neymar.
Yeah.
Well, they're doing that now with Haaland now too, right? So it was Neymar, and then it was now Mbappe. And Mbappe I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Like, the whole Mbappe thing started, and I knew he was great. But like, just watching him, I'm like, holy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're right. But now it's the whole like Haaland, right? So it's always them trying to do that. And you never know what's going to happen with the player, bro.
Hey, two other guys that don't get respect. In my opinion, I love this guy. So I'll say him, Salah, bro. I love Salah. I think Salah's a fantastic footballer, bro.
I watch Salah week in, week out, and I do love Salah.
Mm.
However, I don't think he's not technically as gifted as a lot of other players, but he gets, again, stats, you know? I love Salah, but his decision making, he's greedy. And I just wish if he wasn't as greedy, some of the goals that we'd score would be crazy. And if you watch Liverpool games, you'll see, I'm not lying, a lot of Liverpool fans will feel the same, but because he scores goals, they won't say anything. I'll be honest with you. Salah, good player, gets goals, but he could get so many more if he was less greedy. And I think he doesn't get that respect because everyone is hung off his first season. Mm. You know, and everyone's like, oh, he's not reached that, blah, blah, blah. But right now he's top scorer and he's not even played well.
Yeah,
he's not really even played well, which is crazy, which shows you what he could do if he was playing at the level. There's so many times he'll get marked out of the game for the whole game. No one would even notice he's there. But then he might score. He might not score. You know?
You remember how sick he was in FIFA 17? I sound like the kid.
He's a good player.
Let me ask you a question on, this is tough because it's, you know, he's English, plays for Poole. Trent, in my opinion,
you don't like him for some reason.
I don't think in FIFA, I think he's, I don't like his card, but I think he's good attacking defensively. I don't think he's, bro, I think he's overhyped, right? I think he's
now catching the stuff for being bad defensively and stuff like that. You have to think, first of all, he did not start out as a defender.
Yeah.
And the reason he can pass like that, he's a midfielder.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's gone and he's learned that position. And Gerard talked about him in his book and said, he's next up sort of thing. Like, he's learned that position. And he's trying to do it to the best of his ability. Now, because he had that season where he was getting loads of assists, playing really well, we were playing very well as a team. So we didn't have to defend as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's holding him to that standard. And you also, we're forgetting, he's so young. He's still so young.
But the most important thing,
attacking-wise, he does cross it. He does do all that stuff, but I watch Liverpool games and I see he gives away the ball so much because all we do is spam crosses.
I agree with him being young, and I think he still has time. What I'm trying to say is I think people were overhyping him.
No, but listen, but Jay, the biggest thing that you're missing the biggest thing we're missing here, right? And this is for every player because, and I'll jump into it. You guys are going to give me mad stick for this, but VVD made him better.
VVD made our whole team better.
Exactly. Listen.
And everyone's talking about Nat Phillips and Cabach and this. VVD changed the whole defense.
Was Dani Alves an insane, you know, right back or whatever, left back, whatever? Or was he beside Puyol? Would Marcelo, with the guys he was beside, would Messi done the things he done in his career so early on without Xavi and Iniesta? Ronaldo do the things he's done in his career without the one guy that is very underrated, unfortunately, Benzema? Would he have done those things without Benzema and the people? No, bro, you need players. And Trent is
a man sport.
Yeah, Trent looks bad right now because, Jay, look how bad we were when we lost Ruben Diaz. Everybody on the Benfica back line looked atrocious.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not taking away from Trent. I'm just saying everybody swore he was the, like, best. You know what I mean? And defensively, in my opinion, he's not the best, right? The best, like, I'm sorry, dude. Danny Alves was incredible. But, like, for me, like, Trent going forward, awesome. Defensively, he needs to work on it. He's still young, and I hope that I just feel like a lot of players are being overhyped too quickly is what I was trying to get at.
That's what they do, though. The moment they go, oh, like so-and-so, like it's going to happen with anyone that comes up and is young. I saw someone tweet something saying, England have Foden and Bellingham. Like, if they don't win the Euros or if they don't do this, then I don't know. I just thought, you didn't watch Bellingham at Birmingham. No, you didn't, so don't lie. You've watched his highlights, skills and goals on YouTube, so you're saying that. You've watched him play two legs against City and said this. You've watched Foden fair enough for one or two seasons now. Cool. But at the end of the day, you're saying if England don't win the Euros or whatever, or World Cup, they're never going to win it. Yeah. I thought England had David James, Sol Campbell, Ashley Cole, Gary Neville, Scholes, Gerrard, Lampard, Rooney.
David Beckham.
You know, Beckham.
Oof.
And you're saying if they don't win it with Foden and Bellingham,
who was your keeper at the time? Was it that green guy? Who was your keeper though? Wasn't it like Green or something?
I just thought, what do you really expect? That was probably one of the best England lineups.
Yeah.
Like Michael Owen, like all in a team, were to the point where everyone's like, they can't play together.
Yeah.
You know? Hey,
Everyone's coming to me right now like, hey, Skills, man, what's up? Portugal taking the year on the World Cup? Because our team looks stacked. João Felix, these Neto kids, all these, this team looks ridiculous. And I'm just like, bro, chill, can we play together? Right? Can we play together? This is important, bro. So again, man, it's just one of those things where people look at stats, they jump to conclusions, they rate people way too high too quickly.
Just
like
let them play.
João Felix was like, because of his money tag, everybody look, and now people are saying he's a flop, and people are too quick to judge, and I think players, just need time. But man, look at what we grew up with, bro. Think about it, bro. Look at what we just said. Donnie Alves, we had John Enner.
Golden era,
y'all remember? Y'all remember Mike Horn?
Oh, Mike. If we even try and name an AC Milan team from that era, it's crazy, bro.
We grew up in the golden era of football, bro. I don't care what anybody tells me.
What was that one dude that popped up for Mourinho at Inter? It was Milito, right?
Milito.
Remember him?
And Eto'o up front.
Yeah,
they had
bro.
Bankovic.
Yup.
What's his name? The center back from FIFA 11. Lucio.
Lucio. Uh-huh.
Bro.
Bro.
That's what I'm saying. We forgot these players were all playing in the same team because back then it was about the team,
bro,
not players.
We didn't even have internet like that too. So when Milito popped up, I was like, who's this guy? Like, where he come from? Like, we didn't know nothing. Oh, I didn't know nothing. He popped up. I was like, oh my God, look at this guy. This guy's insane. Yo, but real quick, we're going to end the podcast on this. And like, you guys might laugh at me, bro. But the other day I was actually like, someone said his name in the chat and they came back to me. And again, guys, listen, first of all, I want to say big ups to, my manager for always helping put this together, prediction for putting this together. Manny, thank you for coming on. It's not over yet, but you're sick for coming on. But, what happened to Balotelli?
Not always me.
Did he just retire? Where is he still playing?
I don't know, but there's a lot of players, if we're talking about fallen players and players that could have been more. I know, like, let's say, for example, remember Makeda.
Pato.
Makeda.
Uh-huh.
That had that moment. Who else was hyped up coming onto the scene? Ben Arfa,
he was huge.
Ben Arfa, the
Freddy Adu,
bro. Stop with that baby.
Bohan.
Oh man.
Yes.
Bohan, that dude. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oscar fell off though. Like people are in your chat saying like Oscar. I think Tarak. Oscar fell off because he left. Right?
Tarak, yeah, he came to Benfica. He started playing well now, but I hate Tarak. Get him away. You remember the one that was a big one? Bro, because this guy was supposed to be the next R9. Rubinho.
Oh, I tweet about him every now and then because I go and watch what Rubinho is doing. Mm. He genuinely had the ability to be top five. Top five in the world at that time. He honestly, obviously, whatever's happened, nothing to do with that. If we're talking strict football, he was ridiculous. Yeah. I've never seen someone do step overs like him and know exactly where they want to exit, exactly what they want to do, and finish after that.
I wonder if what happened, because I remember Benfica was going to buy him, right? And when Real Madrid slid in and took him. But I remember this story to this day, and I was really young, but I remember his mom got kidnapped or something. You know, they do that a lot in Brazil. When someone gets, they get the bag, they go and kidnap your family and hold them. Yeah. So I wonder,
it's been happening in France a bit.
Yeah,
too,
but no, lately. But this was big in Brazil. So I wonder if that's what hit him hard. Not Quaresma had a little bit of success.
He could have been levels as well. Ability-wise, there's some people that can manipulate the ball and he's one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adriano. And, but Adriano was because he drank, right? Who?
Yeah, Nani.
Nani. Yeah, he wasn't that good at United, huh? James Rodriguez.
Now he's just crying when he gets red cards now. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Every time he gets a red card, he cries on the pitch.
Where's
Nani?
That at? MLS?
He's in the MLS now. He's crying in the MLS. They're getting red cards now, poor guy.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest, bro. There's one guy that will, for the rest of my life, I will remember him for this, bro, because I remember, man, I was in my mom's basement and there was this room. We had those big ass TV, right? And every career mode, I would buy my boy Pato. I would buy him instantly, bro. Instantly.
Hurts,
yeah, bro. I would buy him. I'd bring him to Benfica and it'd be him. It'd be Pablo Aimar behind him. Remember Aimar? My Aimar was sick.
I'd had
him on the team and the team was nasty. We had David Luiz. Yo, the team was so sick. And Pato was just awesome, man. But we'll end there. You know, to recap the things, make sure to go back, check it out. You guys can find out why Mandy was banned by EA Sports and what's going on. And make sure to check out Manny. Yo, Manny, you used to be FIFA Manny. Now you're just Manny, right?
Yeah, bro. I haven't been FIFA Manny since like 300K subs.
Yeah.
So that's a long time ago.
Yeah. So when you type in Manny, will it come up or do you still have to type in FIFA on
YouTube? Nah, it should come up if you type in Manny.
All right, bet. When y'all got some free time, type in Manny on YouTube. Check it out. He has an awesome, awesome series. Unfortunately, EA took his account.
It's all right, man. They can't stop the shine, man.
They can't stop the shine, buddy. Just type that into YouTube and it'll all come up. Manny, dude, I appreciate you coming on, man. You are an absolute legend. Jay, you guys can check out his stuff. Jay, shout your stuff out real quick.
JTunes Gaming for streaming, and then JTunes FIFA for YouTube.
Hey, you on Manny? I think it was you that tweeted out that you're not on TikTok yet, right?
Oh, yeah. TikTok, yeah, TikTok at Real JTunes.
Are you on that now or no?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok. I don't even know what it is though. What? Just check my tweet. I don't even know. I'm trying to get my proper name on there.
Hey, listen, now I'm about to become Addison Skills. Stop playing with me. I'm gonna be out here dancing soon.
I'm done with Twitch. I'm done with YouTube. I'm going to TikTok, bro. That's where it's at now, man. That's where it's at.
Hey, these TikTok kids are balling, man. But yeah, man, I appreciate you guys coming on. Guys, you can watch us on Apple Music, Spotify. Make sure you leave a rating, like it all. We appreciate you guys so much. And thank you guys for watching another podcast. We love you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Peace. Right.
Hold on. We're still live on stream real quick. We're still live. So, Jay, don't say some stupid shit.
What the fuck?
I'm kidding.
I'm never saying things stupid, except for EA sucks.
I'm going to drop the call from you two, and I'm going to talk to them for a little bit more and then end it. Manny, dude, you are a fucking legend, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, let's catch up again soon. All right, Manny?
All right, cool.
All right, bros. I'll talk to you guys. Later.